Morning, Bob. Just looking at the lineup today, is this similar to something you might consider for opening night?
Consider it. Might be an adjustment or two in there, but really it was more about, kind of the guys at bats and progression, and some guys have had 2 days. I'm going to sneak everybody on the 25 man, less maybe Garcia in there today to get an at bat. But it's fairly close.
Knowing that you still have w at least one rotation spot still pending, have you given thought to how that's going to be structured for the first 5 days? Like, who's going to go when?
Well, it has a lot to do with how Frankie Montas does in the sim game that he's gonna throw on the off day. So we're kind of waiting, other than, the first two, to see how we kind of deploy them based on that. So nothing's for sure on when he will pitch, when Minaya will pitch, and the fifth starter.
Manolo?
Good morning, Bob. You have told us all along the spring training that you like the idea of Mark Canha being the leadoff guy, and you told us the reasons why you like it. After 5 weeks of playing baseball, what are these things you have seen out of him this 5 weeks that make you believe, yes, it's the right move?
Well, look, he hasn't had a great spring, which isn't the most important thing for a guy like him. He had a good day yesterday, and I think some of the variables showed up yesterday and what he can do. He got a couple hits, he drew a walk. He makes pitchers throw a lot of pitches. The guys behind him get to see pitches before they come up. He has ability at a home run, and just because he's leading off one inning doesn't mean he's going to lead off every inning the entire game. So he's comfortable with it. I'm comfortable with it. I'm glad that he had a good day yesterday because, like I said, maybe not his best spring to this point, but I don't worry too much about him. I know once the season starts, he's going to show up. And as long as he's comfortable with the spot, I am as well.
Yeah, with 4 days until the opening of the season, will you agree that the return of fans is probably the most exciting thing in baseball for this 2021?
I would, because it not only does it allow the fans to come to the ballpark, and we draw a lot from our fans at our ballpark. It also lends to maybe there's some normalcy on the horizon. Hopefully this is increases as the season goes along, but it's a great first step, and everybody has commented on it this spring on how good it feels to finally have some fans back in the stands and have that enthusiasm. And at the end of the day, I've said often, we're in the entertainment field, and it's our job to entertain, and guys like doing that.
Chris.
Bob, you literally took the words out of my mouth. I was going to ask you that very question about the fans and normalcy and opening day. But in that same light, just what do you remember about that last game with all the fans and just the different energy an Oakland Coliseum crowd brings, even though it's not going to be full house, but just the energy the Coliseum has when your fans are there?
Yeah, we've always felt that. It doesn't, it just feels like a partner more than fans. You know our group. And it might not be sold out every night, but the ones that come to our place and the ones that are watching on TV are rabid fans, and they've been Oakland A's fans for a long time, and they're just as invested in it as we are. So we definitely feel that. They've been instrumental in our success. You look at our home success. All the walk-offs we get at home has a lot to do with our fans being there, and just kind of pushing us forward, especially in some of those dramatic wins late in games. So it'll feel good on opening day to see people in the stands again.
And lastly, so this is obviously the last day of spring, but those dog days, how do you guys get through the dog days? Obviously, you want to get through healthy, but just kind of itching and getting ready for games that count.
Yeah, I mean, today's the last day. Knock wood. We're in decent shape as far as health goes. We'll see, like I said, how Frankie does on the off day. And I think you see some guys kind of hitting their strides toward the end of spring, which is what you're kind of hoping for. You're always kind of more focused on you know, the battles and the job for the last few spots and you know, kind of focused on that. But some of our veteran guys, whether it's Elvis, whether it's Moreland, who had a couple hits yesterday, whether it's Cano, who got a couple hits and a walk, you're always kind of look to see at the end of spring how your veteran guys are doing going into opening day. So, yeah, I think as far as timeliness goes, it's been good. And we've won a few good games here as well, which always lends for a, you know, for a little better clubhouse when we leave.
Thank you.
Shayna?
What have been your impressions of Mitch Moreland at the plate and in the clubhouse with his teammates?
You know what? He's one of the guys in the league that everybody can take something and learn from. He's very knowledgeable about hitting. And, you know, we do have some younger guys here. He's kind of partnered with Olson and Chapman in their group, and they rave about him and what he's seen from these guys and what, you know, his perspective is as a hitter, what he's learned along the way. He's a world champion on top of it. You know, there's a lot to learn from Mitch and, you know, just watching his BPs, how he goes about his business, he's still a very productive guy. So I'm not worried about numbers as far as, and I haven't gotten him maybe the at-bats that some of the other guys do, but guys like that tend to show up on opening day.
Alex?
Hey, Bob, do you have any update on how Mike Fiers is doing?
He's doing well. He's going to throw a little bit today, and then he's going to pitch on the other side of Montas on the off day. So he's going to get at least two innings in, which is kind of his the start of a different progression for him, throwing to hitters. And then, you know, we'll probably send him to the alt site and pitch some innings to, you know, get him up to speed there. So we're kind of on our way with him. Pitching in games, and hopefully, like I said, we target him at some point in time in April, whether it's mid to late, I'm not sure yet.
Matt?
With the moves that you guys made after the game yesterday, have you told Tom that he has made the roster?
Yeah, let's hope so by now, yeah. I told him yesterday he was pretty excited, obviously. And he's had a good spring. This is a guy that we, you know, we're hoping to get into games after – you know, he had the hamstring injury and he's performed really well. And yesterday you guys have been asking about his defense. And we got a pretty good snapshot yesterday. That's a big outfield to have to play, especially in center field. The sun's right in your face from like about the third or fourth inning on. And he made two really good plays in the outfield yesterday that makes us feel that much more secure about his defense and being able to play all three positions.
And I think you'd indicated earlier that keeping one of the starters as a long guy in the bullpen is unlikely. Is Birch Smith in line then to open with you?
Yeah. Birch is on. Yeah. It'll come down to that last spot. And then, you know, obviously with what goes on with Frankie Blantas.
Manolo?
Yes. That was precisely my question about Tom, and a very good answer. Thank you very much. Thanks, Matt, for asking the question.
I do what I can, Manolo.
Alex?
Kind of going off of Matt's question, the decision to option Machine and Brown, can you kind of give us a window into what went into that decision, and was that a difficult decision to make for you guys?
Very difficult on both fronts. You know, Brownie, you can't help but pull for a guy like Brownie who's spent as much time as he has in the minor leagues, finally got an opportunity to come to the big leagues, played an integral role for us in his time. You know, last year was up with us as well. He's part of this team. You know, we start with 26, but we always feel like we have a group of, you know, 32 guys that are really part of this team. And I believe all of them are going to contribute. Machine the same way. You know, it was difficult for him after having a good spring as well. But you know that at some point in time, and that's part of the rhetoric to them is, look, just because you don't start here doesn't mean you're not going to end up being a big part of this team, because, you know, that's the way it goes for us, whether it's performance, whether it's injury. We always use, it's almost like an army. You know, we don't dominate or one or two guys. We always use a lot, which creates a better feeling in the clubhouse knowing that a lot of guys are used and counted on. So it's disappointing that they're not going to start with us, but I believe at some point in time we'll see both these guys.
We'll take a final question from Chris.
Hi, Bob. It's Women's Empowerment Month, and I'm not sure if you've been asked this before, but Amelia Schimmel, obviously has the reins there as a PR announcer. What are your thoughts on the A's with that? And then also in the same light, the Warriors are having their first ever all women's radio broadcast tonight. So just women in sports with both you, the A's, and the Warriors, kind of the Bay Area taking charge there.
Yeah, long time coming. And you know, very knowledgeable people that maybe in the past didn't get the opportunities that they're getting now, and they should be getting the opportunities across the board in sports, not just baseball. But I think the Bay Area is, you know, kind of leads the way as far as is being inclusive, and it should. And, you know, we're proud of that. People that are from the Bay Area and live in the Bay Area, that's the direction that things are going.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.